It is our 187th guest program, and we have our guest in studios today, Mr. Leo Wickman, and we say good morning to Leo. How are you doing?
Good morning, Si. I'm doing quite well today.
Awesome, awesome. Your levels are great, and yes, we have you in studio. That's wonderful. So you are an accordion player with Country Ramblers Band and been doing that for a few years, huh?
That's correct. We've been Country Ramblers since 1974.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, for folks that don't know you or know about you, why don't you give us a little history? Where you're born and raised? And
okay, yeah, that's where all the music started. My my mother was from a musical family.
Uh-huh.
And she sang on a church choir.
Okay.
And so then, actually, my first instrument was a drum.
Was the drums.
A little drum set.
Uh-huh.
A little paper skins on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, excuse me, I think I was about, 9, 10, something
sure.
like that. Santa Claus brought it.
Uh-huh.
And I would sit in the kitchen on Saturday night and drum along to Whoopi John.
Okay.
They always listened to Whoopi John.
On the radio.
I think it came from Minneapolis. I don't know.
Sure.
But so then from there, I kind of wanted to make music.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a little plastic accordion.
Uh-huh.
No bass buttons. So anyway, so the next year I got another one. That had, I think it had 6 bass buttons.
Uh-huh.
And I was working on that a while, and my mom told me, you're not going to get a bigger one until you learn how to play all the bass buttons with the treble.
Uh-huh. So
I worked real hard on that. And so then I had a cousin, and we'll get to this later, the
okay.
rest of it. But I had a cousin that had a 12 bass accordion.
Oh.
And they left me use that.
Okay.
And I forget, but I think I was probably 14 when mm-hmm. I got my first 120 bass.
Okay.
Got it in Sauk Center at the music store.
At Sauk Center.
Yep. And so I had that, I don't know, three, 4 years probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got another, a little nicer one.
Okay.
And I got that at the Tanyan Music Store.
Oh, yes. They were down in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, then... Yeah, well, you know, then girls started taking the place of music for
okay.
a few years. And then, of course, I was drafted into service.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back, I got a job, started family, and then some people started to say, gee, you play an accordion. Now, let's get together, you know?
Sure.
So I dabbled with a few bands till 74.
Okay.
And that's when it got a little more serious.
Okay.
And that's when I got my first, what do you call it, a quartervox.
Sure.
It had the bass on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now I've had a few more since then already.
Oh, yes.
But that's the large part.
Uh-huh.
But going back again, the 12 bass... there was a band, he's not real active anymore, called the Roller Coasters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ron.
Ron T. Schaefer.
Is yeah. my cousin.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that's how I was able to get the 12 bass accordion. They had it.
Sure.
And him and I did, I don't know. I can't remember. 3 or 4 years. We'd do barn dances
sure.
and wedding receptions.
Okay.
And then, like I said, you know, we both got interested in going to dances and stuff.
Sure.
And so that's as far as that ever got.
Okay.
But he had a big band for quite a few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned your mom was instrumental in getting you started. Who was your mom and dad?
Frank.
Uh-huh.
Frank Wahlberger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she was a Tenyon.
Oh, okay.
So
sure. And there was a music name there, too.
Yeah.
The Tenyons, yeah.
I think they had a store in Albany here.
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a Tenyon family band, I think, there
yeah.
for a while. So
yeah, that was the son.
Okay.
That was also Frank
okay.
Tenyon. Yeah.
So sure.
That was the
so
son.
Lots of music in the heritage there.
Yep.
All right. So then you started the band. Who were the first members of the Country Ramblers then back in those years?
Myself. Well, actually, I didn't start start the band, it changed the name.
Okay.
I inherited the guitar player,
uh-huh.
which is Leroy.
Uh-huh.
And
Leroy Lipsch. Okay.
And
the drummer?
Morgel.
Steve Morgel,
Steve
yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The accordion player took, he was building homes.
Okay.
He was building a house for himself,
mm-hmm.
and he took a few years off.
Okay.
So then we worked together, about a year. And then uh-huh. Steve had a band with his kids.
Yep, the Red Ravens.
Yep. So anyway, I needed a drummer. And who was the next drummer? I think John Rassier.
Okay.
I think.
Sure.
As good as I can remember. And so after 2 years, when the accordion player was done building his home, him and Leroy, and I can't remember who the drummer they had, mm-hmm. got back together again.
Sure.
And I got a guitar player by the name of then. His name was Marv Enneking.
Oh.
So he's Father Marvin now.
Father Marvin Enneking from Melrose Parish there. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he thought I needed prayers. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, John was still the drummer then. John Rassi was still the drummer then. So
okay.
The three of us were
playing.
Yeah. Yeah, we were Country Ramblers still yet.
Sure.
We kept that name. And when John left, we had some younger drummers.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly to say, two of them died
since
young.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, not going home from a job, but
yep.
they both had a car accident.
Yeah.
And one was a Carl's.
Okay.
In Rockville.
That one I don't know.
And the other was an Imholt.
Imholt, okay.
Yeah. He passed away about 5 years ago.
Okay, okay.
And so then the other accordion player decided to start a band with his kids.
Uh-huh.
And Leroy came back
uh-huh.
about the time we needed a drummer. So then Marv became our drummer.
Father Marvin.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they did beautiful harmonies.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful harmonies. He was well-trained in harmony.
Sure.
And we did that until, I suppose, until Marv went to seminary.
To the seminary.
Seminary.
Yeah.
And so then it was Leroy, myself, and my youngest son.
Uh-huh.
He was 10 years old when he started drumming.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And the first time he played, we drug him to the New Munich Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
And he was kind of scared.
Yeah.
I said, well,
shy.
It'll be a small crowd. I said, it won't be too many people there.
Uh-huh.
There were 600 people.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was noisy. And,
yeah.
And he just pounded his little heart out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and he stayed 10 years.
And his name is?
Kelly.
Kelly. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then we were four-piece then I think a year or two.
Okay. So what was the fourth instrument then?
Father Marv, he played guitar.
Okay.
And then Leroy Leaps played guitar.
Okay.
And then drums and myself.
Okay. One of them was bass guitar then probably?
No.
Both? Acoustic and rhythm or something?
Acoustic, rhythm, and then they would pick a little bit.
Sure.
In the time, you know. But,
okay.
I did most of the lead.
On the accordion?
Yeah. We did a lot of country.
Right? Sure.
And, well, we still do now.
Uh-huh. Yep.
People just love those two steps.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're easy.
Easy to dance to. Yep. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So then you said Kelly stayed for a while.
10 years.
10 years. And now he's back with you again, huh?
No, he isn't.
No.
No.
Okay.
I have a what do you call it? A MIDI expander.
Oh, okay.
So
you've
goes
got
along with my accordion. The accordion I got now, I bought from a Norb Kuschel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I got that, and occasionally it needed some work, so I have to go down to St. Paul for that.
Sure.
And the fella down there said, hey, I've got another tone generator here. He said, and it's got a MIDI attachment.
Okay.
So I grabbed that up quick because putting MIDI into an accordion isn't cheap.
No.
So the accordion I have is has got like 50 different voices on it already.
Okay.
Not real authentic. You know, but they're there.
Uh-huh.
And the MIDIs aren't like, if I play like a saxophone, it's not like Dave Haight playing saxophone.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, it's, but it's better than most of the older ones.
Sure.
Older models,
sure.
Where, you know. But so that's, yeah, that's what we use now, just Leroy and I.
Just the two of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the bands call that automatic drummer Gus or whatever. I've heard all sorts of names for him already.
I didn't name this one.
Okay.
We had a little smaller one first, and that
sure.
was Gus.
That was Gus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that came from Al Stein.
That probably did. You bet. Well, Leo, we're going to ask you to hold that thought for a moment. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausage. The recent unseasonable warm weather has people getting their grills out early. Just think of that first mouth-watering ribeye steak coming off the grill. Yum! Or how about a nice, juicy hamburger with some fried onions? Does it get any better? The choices of brats are nearly endless when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. You'll also find some very tasty marinated pork and chicken items in the self-serve counter. Don't forget, our old-fashioned skin-on hot dogs on the grill are always a favorite with young and old alike. Always more great in-store specials for you when you stop in at the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more information, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or check us out on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joseph Meat Market in St. Joe, Minnesota. And Leo, for being our guest on the program, and you've probably listened to this program many times over. That's how it works. We put up that nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. In this case, we brought it along for you today and send that with you and hope that you and your wife and whoever around you can enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds good because we enjoy the meat from St. Joe. We get quite a bit of our meat there.
Well, that's wonderful.
Being you have a good source.
Very good. You mentioned your wife. How many years married now?
Well, it'll be 50 come May.
In May.
Yep.
Very good.
And, we're going to have a little private celebration.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And you said her maiden name was Dubmeyer?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what's her first name?
Jane.
Jane. Very good.
Yep.
Well, we give a shout-out to Jane. I'm sure she's listening in this afternoon.
And, I think so.
Oh, yes. All righty. Well, you made two recordings, and I see a picture on there. Kelly is one of the – well, he's the drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And is it Leroy on the guitar there?
Mm-hmm.
And then yourself on the accordion.
Yes.
When did you do these recordings?
Actually, there were three of them.
Three
we
recordings?
We did cassettes.
Okay.
And they've been turned into CDs now.
Okay.
The first one was, let me see, he was 13, so 70, 80, 84?
84 around there?
85, I think was the first one. 85, I think was the first one.
First recording.
Yeah, we... Okay. Father Marv and myself and a few other people used to do polka mass.
Oh, sure.
At St. Peter's in St. Cloud.
Uh-huh.
And some people brought their recorders along.
Oh.
And they gave me a copy, and I thought, gee, that sounds pretty good. I think we'll make a recording. So it was in a Electrolux building parking lot is.
Oh, really?
There was a single red house in the middle of the what is now a parking lot. It was somebody's property back then.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he had his whole basement fixed up. He had a separate room for the drums.
Okay.
Carpeting throughout, you know, ceilings, floors, walls, everything was carpet. And so we did the first two there.
Okay.
And they were, I preferred those two over the third one.
Okay.
So the first one was 84, I think it was. No, 85. It was 85. And then the next one was 87. And then the next one must have been 88 or 89.
Okay.
So
pretty continuous back in those years.
Yeah, we left a little space. You know,
okay. So. Okay. Very good.
Yep.
Very good. All righty. And talk a little bit about the recordings. Now, the songs, a lot of two steps, you said, country tunes. I see one of the first polkas on volume one is Kelly's Polka.
Yeah.
And is that named after your son, probably? But yeah. Is it a number that we recognize by a different name?
No.
No. Oh, that's one that you created?
Yeah.
Really? You wrote yourself?
Created is a good word.
Okay. Well, yeah. Very good. Okay. I was listening this morning on the way in. I was listening to volume two, and I thought there were some really nice selections. I like your arrangement of the Barbara Polka. You did a very nice job on that. And then there's some other country tunes, Don't Be Angry, Keys in the Mailbox. Those were always popular tunes that we played, too, when I was out on the dance band scene.
We still do some of those.
Still do those, yeah.
On that list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I Could Never Be Ashamed of You. I never heard that song before.
That's a Hank Williams.
That's a Hank Williams tune. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, here's some of those coming up as we get into our next segment.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, and I have those available. You make those available to me. So, folks wanting to pick those up, they'll be able to stop in at the meat market or, of course, probably carry them along to the jobs when you're playing.
I have none left.
You have none left again?
No, I need.
You got to get some more again.
I need to get some more meat.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. But, yeah, we've got some on hand, and, of course, we're going to be at the farm show next week, so we'll have some there.
Oh, sure.
So folks will be able to stop by and pick those up.
Sure.
So do you read music, Leo? You don't?
I don't know a note.
Okay. So you never took band in school or anything, huh?
Well, when I got the first big accordion, or the 120 bass, I got some free lessons.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And I did take those. I cheated.
Mm-hmm.
When I would learn what song it was, he gave them fake names.
Oh.
So I wouldn't recognize them.
Oh, sure.
And so when I got far enough along that I knew what it was, then I just threw the paper away and
had
got
it in
out
your
of
head.
My
yeah.
head.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it can get dangerous once in a while, you know.
Yep.
Because there's songs that sound alike
similar
sometimes, you
yep.
know, and it's real easy to
get off into another song.
Oh, yes, that's happened.
Oh, I've seen that happen many times on the stage. Yep, fellows that look away from their music and all of a sudden they're drifting into another song and then it's hard to get back into the original. So
sure.
Yeah, but as long as the beat keeps going, the dancers keep dancing, it's all good.
Sure.
You
yeah.
bet. All right. I always ask everybody this before I let them go. Any fond memories over the years as you look back? Some of the places you played, anything special that you might share with the listeners?
A couple of them, probably.
Yeah, sure.
there's one, we were at Cocado
uh-huh.
Campground. I'm going to blow my own horn here now.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember, this is kind of embarrassing, I don't know if it was Jerry Schuft or Ivan Kale at wrote Ellen's Polka.
Okay.
Anyway, when we were packing up to go home, he came up and said, it was obviously a concertina player.
Sure.
And he said, you know, he said, that's the best I've ever heard that play with an accordion.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That's pretty neat.
I don't forget that. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been Jerry. Yeah.
And then I guess the other one would be for the three of us would have been we had a Friday Saturday at Miltona,
okay,
at the club at the lake there,
mm-hmm.
and excuse me, we when we went home on Friday night, it rained. Mm. It rained hard. Well, by the time I got up the next morning, it was snowing.
Oh my!
And you listen to the forecast, and it's snowing, and it's blowing, and it's going to get worse. So we go. In this snowstorm, all the way to Miltona to retrieve our instruments
yeah.
and get left there so we could play the next day at the flea market at Monticello. You know?
Yes.
I think you mentioned it already about commitment. You
know? Yeah.
And musicians are committed.
Yes.
You know, you take these jobs and these people want you there.
So. Yep, yep. And you book them long before you get a weather forecast.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's great. So how many years now? You're going to be, what, 50-some years playing the accordion?
Well, it was, there were spans in between.
Yeah, in between,
them, like
yeah,
I
where
said,
you did,
yeah. Yeah, the first, actually, when we went out doing barn dances and weddings was, I think I was 15.
Okay.
So that's... 35, 45. Oh, gosh, that's 50 years ago.
Did you ever get out of state at all, or did you pretty much play in state?
No. we've gone to the side borders, but
far edges,
as
yeah.
As far north as we ever got, I think, was up in the McGregor area. And,
sure.
And that Cocato thing was about the further south.
Okay.
We never got north and south real far.
Okay. Sure. But east
but
and west.
We like to stick close to home.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And there was always plenty of work. I mean, yeah. So some of the places you frequented in the St. Cloud area, of course, the Waite Park Legion. You were just there last week, huh? During
right,
the week
yeah,
on Tuesday?
Yeah. We had a nice crowd there.
Nice crowd on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
play at any of the ballrooms, the Granite City or Fairgrounds?
No, we used to do Avon and New Munich.
New Munich, those two quite often?
Yeah. And, you know, that was pushing it with three or four people.
Yep. Yeah. Being that you were that small a band, most of those places always won at seven or eight piece band, the ballrooms. Yeah, I can see that. But a lot of clubs you always did, VFWs and Legions.
Right now is all afternoons.
All afternoons.
Everything's in the afternoon, senior dances.
Sure. Sure.
Tomorrow we've got one at Painesville at the community center.
Okay. Sure.
So,
okay. And that's nice for, as compared to those 9-to-1 jobs years ago, driving in the dark and never knowing what you find loading up in the dark and everything.
Gee, you know, we were quite lucky all those years. I was a tinkerer, and I kept the vehicle pretty good condition. We had a big old bus, a van. But very little problem on the road.
Yep. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And again, we had talked earlier, but... want to give credit to our spouses at home. They made it possible for us to be on the road.
Oh, yeah.
They took care of the family, and so we were able to gain that a little extra money, a side job like this, and it always got by good.
Yeah.
What'd you do for your main occupation?
I worked at the freezer factory in
St. Cloud all those years.
Yeah,
retired
40
when?
Years in there.
40 years, so retiring when?
2007.
2007, yeah, okay.
So I've got a few good years.
Yep, and retirement is treating you okay?
Very good. Like one fellow I know says, I've been blessed.
You've been blessed. There you go.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
And doing a lot of nursing home jobs then these days too?
not a lot of them. Yeah, when we do the Assumption in Cold Spring and the Legends up in Sartell.
Sure.
And what's the other one? St. Benedict's, we were there not too long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's got to be very gratifying, I'm sure. You see a lot of the people there. They were once your patrons dancing to you and so on.
Yep. It's something when you see these people come into the room.
Yeah.
You know, some are in wheelchairs, you know, some are being helped, they're walking, you know.
Yep.
And you hit that first note and their hand is going this and their feet are jumping up and down. And it's really something to see that.
It is very, very gratifying.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
You bet.
Well, very good, Leo. Well, so you mentioned you have any other idea what other jobs you have lined up coming up in the near future?
Well, we do Wilmer.
Okay.
The Wilmer Community Center.
Okay.
We do. And, of course, now the Legion Club in Waite Park.
Okay.
I'm going to forget some.
Sure.
Motley.
Uh-huh.
Brainerd.
Okay.
And these are all either clubs or community centers.
Okay.
There's a few more, but I can't think of them right now.
And you take care of all the booking, probably, lining them up?
Actually, I was the leader of the band for many years.
Uh-huh.
And so I had a 10-year span where I didn't play at all because my shoulders were getting awful, awful bad.
Okay.
Not the bone itself, but my muscles or whatever it was. But anyway, it rehealed.
Oh, it did.
So then I got back with Leroy again about 5 years ago. But I think if adding it all together, I think there's 26 or 27 years we worked together.
Worked together. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you find the work or Leroy finds the work?
We both do.
You both do.
Yeah,
okay.
When I got back, I told him, I don't know if I want to be leader anymore.
Okay.
I said, we work good together. Why don't we just work this thing together?
Split it up, yeah.
Yeah, and that'll never work with a big band.
No, that's for sure.
You know, it works for us.
Yep, that's right. With just the two of you, you just have to agree. If one is busy or the other is busy, then you can't take the job, but otherwise you do.
Right.
Well, that's awesome.
Sure.
Well, very good. Well, our time is about run out, Leo, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you for coming in and sharing your story with us. It's been very awesome, and like I tell everyone, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
Yep, thank you.
All righty. So with that, we're going to let you run. And there he goes. That is Mr. Leo Wickman of the Country Ramblers, our 187th guest here on KASM. Takes us to 14 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. And we are at 50, dropping a degree. We're back to 53 right now. 53, and looks like the clouded up again a little bit on us. Don't go away. We've got music coming up with the Country Ramblers here on KASM.